councillor said the staff at the Salford Road tip are absolutely brilliant, as the GMCA said changes to the rules there and at all 20 of its tips were a success. David Chadwick, a councillor for West Horton, made the comment over the course of a meeting of the GM Waste and Recycling Committee. On the agenda was the impact of the introduction of an access policy for all visitors and a permit policy for all vans at the sites, which are run by Suez Recycling and Recovery UK. There were alterations by the authorities to address the issue of vehicles over a particular size and vehicles of a particular type last year. Paul Morgan, the GMCA's Head of Commercial Services for Waste and Resources, said the changes to the rules at all 20 of its tips were a success in terms of reduction in visits to the sites of around 20%, as well as a reduction in use of the sites by traders, using them to rid themselves of trade waste illegally. Mr. Morgan said, "Are the policies achieving their aims? The congestion is down and the trade waste absolutely appears to be down." Mr. Morgan added, "The tonnages of certain types of waste are down, but the recycling rate is up, so it is very, very good news." Councillor Chadwick agreed with the impact of the introduction of the access policy and the permit policy, adding new entry arrangements and exit arrangements at the Salford Road tip are having an impact there too. He said the staff at the site in Overhulton are absolutely brilliant. Councillor Chadwick said, "Since we altered the access to the Salford Road side, it is better because where you used to have vehicles on the A6, now you do not have vehicles on the A6 as it goes anti-clockwise rather than clockwise. And can I pay tribute to the staff at the Salford Road site who are absolutely brilliant? They are so helpful if someone is disabled or is infirm or whatever. They are always happy to help them and I cannot praise them enough."